The Chattanooga Writers Guild is now accepting submissions for its annual spring writing contest. The deadline is June 15th, and winners will be announced on July 15th. Ray Zimmerman is the Guild's president, and Kate Landers is a board member.
Ray, Kate, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Tell us more about the contest.
Well, we're very excited to offer this contest. It's a multi-year event. We do this every spring, or summer, I should say. And it is open to our members, of course, but anyone else within a 70-mile radius of Chattanooga. There is a membership fee, but it's minimal, and we use that just to offset the cost of the prizes. There are cash prizes in each category, $100 for first place, and it declines from that for second and third.
And among the requirements for people who submit their work, they must never have been published before except on their own blog. And of course, their work must be their work. It must be original.
Yeah, that refers to the work that they submit. It's okay if they've published other works, but the work that they're submitting to this contest cannot have been previously published. And that's just to prevent confusion with copyright issues. We don't want to award somebody an award and print their story in the prize booklet and then have somebody say, wait a minute, that's copywritten work. So in order to avoid that kind of issue, we insist on nothing that's previously published except on their own blog. That also increases the chances that a judge will not have seen the work before, because if they have, they have to recuse themselves. And then we have to find another judge for that category, or else we have to throw out the work.
And speaking of categories, we have fiction, creative nonfiction, poetry, and a new category, creative culinary creation. Where did that come from?
Well, last year was the first year that we tried to throw in a fourth category that was focused on Chattanooga. If you had a story or a poem about Chattanooga, we asked that you submit it. And this year we wanted to continue that fourth category, but switch things up. And actually, I really like cooking and incorporating food into stories and sharing recipes. So I asked the other board members how they would feel about this fourth category. And everybody seemed really excited. And our judge for that category, John C. Minoni, also really enjoys cooking. And he has an Italian heritage that he likes to share with his works or talking about food. So he agreed to be our judge. And that's very exciting.
And I see that people are invited to submit a complimentary recipe with their food-related story or poem. But also, recipes will not be part of the judging process.
Correct. Yeah, it's okay if it's not, you don't have to be a chef to submit, but just, you know, I think everybody has a recipe or several recipes that they really enjoy sharing with people. And this was just a fun way to do it. So there will be some recipes from the Chattanooga Writers Guild included in the book, hopefully in our anthology.
And this contest comes after more than a year of the pandemic. Who knows how that may influence the submissions that you will receive?
Could be that people have gotten very creative to cope with isolation. And it could be that they've decided to forget about writing. I don't know. Some people in each category, I would guess. And I also love to cook, but I cannot submit anything to this contest since I'm the contest coordinator. I'm glad we offer this opportunity to the writers and to the community, because it just gives them a chance to shine, gives them a chance to show us their best work, possibly win a cash prize, possibly get published in our anthology. Mm-hmm. And the anthologies, as long as we have copies, we continue to sell them. So we are selling for 2 or 3 years at this point. Last year's anthology is also available on Amazon, so people can get copies to see what the judges have liked in past years, but those people aren't necessarily judging this year. There are three judges in each category, two preliminary judges, and the story or poem that they give the highest rating to will move up and be evaluated by the final judge for that category.
And we are in the early bird submission period. Contest closes June 15th. Winners will be announced July 15th. What else is going on with the Chattanooga Writers Guild beyond the contest as we look into the summer and the fall?
We have workshops every month right now. In June, there will be a workshop on fiction, and we've had several workshops because we don't have in-person meetings. We've had these workshops going. We have had programs monthly on the second Tuesday of the month, which is our normal meeting time. We've had recorded programs going on our Facebook page. Those were recorded by Mark Anderson, and he interviewed the members of each of our little writing groups. Because we do have writing groups that meet monthly. There's one for creative nonfiction and poetry. There's one for just poetry. There's a fiction group that meets out in Hickson. But of course, all of these are meeting online right now. And we're all anxious to get back to in-person meetings. Our May meeting was a picnic. So we did have an in-person meeting for the month of May. And we're looking at probably going to those in-person meetings for the summer.
And where can people go online to submit their work for the contest and keep up on everything with the Chattanooga Writers Guild?
ChattanoogaWritersGuild.org.
All right. Ray, Kate, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.